Hummingbird feeding. A lot of people do put out food for hummingbirds, attract them to their patios and their decks and their yards in the summertime. Perfectly reasonable thing to do. Here in the east, we have but one species of hummingbird in the summertime. That's the ruby-throated hummingbird. In the west, particularly in the mountains of Arizona, you might find upwards of a dozen or more hummingbirds that are attracted to feeders there. Basically, the best thing you can do for hummingbirds, if you want to, is to plant flowers that are attractive to hummingbirds. Flowers that are bright orange or bright red, that have deep trumpet-like throats that provide a lot of nectar, things like trumpet vine. These are attractive to hummingbirds in the summertime, but you can supplement that by putting out a nectar that's really simple to make. All you have to do is dissolve 1 cup of sugar in either 3 or 4 parts of boiling water, stir it up until it dissolves thoroughly, and then let it cool down. You can buy any number of hummingbird feeders on the market. The key feature they all should have is that they should have a red part somewhere on them, usually a red plastic feeding tube or a red image of a flower of some kind. You don't have to put any red food coloring at all in the nectar that you've prepared on the stove if you've got something red on the feeder itself. When you're feeding your hummingbirds in the summertime, you have to be cautious about keeping the nectar as well as the feeder very, very clean. We know that the sugar mix that you put out will grow mold, maybe even bacteria that could be harmful to hummingbirds. So I recommend that you wash it thoroughly, even pass it through the dishwasher at least once a week, and be sure that the nectar in your hummingbird feeder is not growing mold of any kind. And this is really fun to watch the hummingbirds come to your feeder during the summertime, and also to plant flowers in your yard that's going to be attractive to hummingbirds.